This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Should I go to Taraweeh or stay home? That's the usual question I get. There's three things. And again, I may be very direct with you today, but I really think we all need to hear it. Sayyidah Aisha said a hadith after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam died. And I want every woman, and it's about woman coming from a woman, coming from the most knowledgeable woman in the Islamic history. She looked at the woman in the masjid and she said the following. She said, if a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will see what the woman did in masajid, he would have prevented them from coming. When I did this hadith, I say, let him come and see these days. Let him come and see these days. I come and dress as if I'm going to Walmart or I'm going to any grocery shop. It's the house of Allah. I come and run and laugh and talk to people. It's the house of Allah. You don't do this in people's house. Loud, laughing, talking on the phone, dressing not properly, full makeup, jewelry, perfume. Where are you going? Where are you going? It's the house of Allah. It's not going to make you closer to Allah this way. On the contrary. Again, I'm not talking about anybody, but we see it everywhere. It's becoming the norm. And that's what she said less than 50 years after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She died less than 50 years after. If he saw what the woman did after him, he would have prevented them from coming to the masjid. And sometimes, and I am absolutely with the woman coming to the masjid, where will I learn my deen? Where will I meet the Muslims? Where will I feel I'm not alone? It's only in the masjid. But sometimes when I see what I see, I say she was right. Let's do it differently this year. Let's put a title to each one of us saying this to Allah, not to anybody. I am going to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of my life. And I'm not talking about fasting only, but I'm going to talk about my conduct everywhere. Even my conduct in my workplace, at school, let alone when I come to the masjid. Show Allah the best of you before you leave the house. Don't tell me I just came from work. You just came from work. Put something in your car that when you look at the mirror, you say, Allah, I can pray with it. Change. Masjid is the house of Allah. So is Taraweeh better in the house or in the masjid? Technically, of course, in the masjid, because the jama'ah. Because praying with jama'ah, you will get 23 to 27 more. But if I'm coming to the masjid in a shape, a form, acting inside the masjid, disobeying Allah, then no, stay home. Stay home. Also, if you are a person where your heart will be more connected, some people say in the masjid, and a good number of people say alone with Allah. That's you decide. But don't come, please. Don't make it social gathering. It is not. Don't come to the masjid to meet your friends. Meet them after Taraweeh. Meet them during the weekend. Meet them after Ramadan. Don't bring your chai, and coffee and food. You will not be fasting the special. Go against your nafs. Keep saying it to yourself. As you're saying it, they will listen to you. They will hear it. I am going to the house of Allah. I'm going to make this day the best Taraweeh. I'm going to be sitting in that corner, not speaking to anybody. I'm not taking my phone with me. I'm going to leave it in the car. Nobody will die. Don't worry. Honestly, any distraction, phone is a huge distraction to all of us. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to leave it in the car. your word in the Taraweeh, in the break they give you, go and check if there is anything really important. But don't put the, I have seen it. They put it like that on, I have seen it very recently. And unfortunately, the woman left before I can talk to her. She picked it up in Salah, looked at it. Don't laugh, it's painful. Honestly, don't laugh at anyone, because I could be that person. And I'm not saying it to make fun of people. Maybe you don't do it, but I may do something different. I may do something different even more. But you know what? That tells me, I don't know what a masjid is, what is the house of Allah is, and what Quran is. That's what Ramadan should teach me. Come out of Ramadan and you have more. Have you glorified Allah way more? But you come and you do all this, what I just shared. And again, I have not done it in this masjid, but I've seen it in many places. Again, even in the haram. It's because my heart is not there yet. It's my heart who moves me. Let alone the imam is reading and I'm tired and I'm sitting in the back chit-chatting with my friends and letting my children roam around. And I'm not only bothering everybody, but my children also is bothering everybody. Why? Why? What did I get of it? So please, coming to Taraweeh, absolutely. Coming to the masjid, yes. Yes, there is a hadith, Salatul Mar'atu fi baytiha khayrun min salatiha fi masjidi hadha. He told the woman who came to him and says, I love your masjid and I love praying behind you. She said it to him, the wife of Al-Sa'idi. And he said, no, your salah in your corner better than your salah in the courtyard of your home. And the salah in your courtyard better than the salah in the masjid close to your home. He gave her like five options. Scholars will tell you, when we are living in this day and age, the only place that reminds me of Allah is the masjid. Number one. Number two, I go everywhere. Right? I go everywhere. I go shopping, I'm traveling, I visit my friends, I go to the coffee shop, I go everywhere. When it comes to the masjid, stay home. No. Because then I'm not connected with Allah. So yes, I am definitely coming to the masjid. But you come pleasing Allah, act pleasing Allah, leave, and you have left a footprint in that masjid that it will witness for you on the Day of Judgment. Think of it this way. Think of that every step I'm going to the masjid, Allah will reward me. And every good action I did in the masjid, Allah will reward me. And the masjid is not about me. I'm not the only one. And be generous. Don't talk because it's going to bother other people. Not because I don't feel. More rewards. I'm going to give my place. I'm going to move a little bit. It's going to be a little bit discomfort. But it's okay. She's going to come in next to me. Allah will make the place bigger. That's the mentality. The mentality of taking care of the others. Shoes. Shoes. Find a way that you don't have the shoes. Unfortunately, this is one of the challenges we have because how our masjid is. May Allah reward everyone who built it. But let me figure out a way. I'm not going to put my shoes. And when I come, how I'm going to walk? How I'm going to walk? Then I'm going to figure out what. I put it in my purse. A lot of people put it in their purse. Bring a bag, put your shoes and put it in your purse. Then you don't have to worry about outside. You know what I'm saying? Literally, I beg everybody, every step in Ramadan, every breath, you're going to make it act of worship. Everything you do is for Allah, not only in the masjid, not only in your house, everywhere. And see what Allah will give you on the day of Eid. See what you will feel when they tell you tomorrow is Eid. You will be crying like a baby. Because you don't know if you're going to continue this way after. So please do that. And I really mean it. Because the effect of the masjid and the effect of Taraweeh is, I can't tell you. But unless I come with this,